coming up on the red man.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that show for Mr. Nina.
Okay, so are you just gonna relay through me? Is that your plan?
The what, excuse me?
Are you just gonna be relaying? Like, I'm gonna speak, you're gonna relay it back to him in Spanish? Is that how you're gonna do it?
Yeah.
Alright, I'm gonna try to do it slowly. It's gonna get a little technical, so work with me, okay, sir?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Michael, is the tape on?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, pardon me. Well, just look at the numbers here. Officer, what's your name again?
Regosa? Officer Regosa?
Regosa?
Yes.
Your last name? Regosa?
Regosa? Yes.
Regosa? Okay, pardon me.
Yes.
Okay, let's start. Good afternoon. Can you state your ADC number, your name and ADC number for the record?
His name is Lovardo Lunas Ramirez. ADC number is 103771.
Okay, tell him he's appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency.
What, excuse me?
Sir, can you hear me?
No, it's coming in really, really, really low. I don't know if there's a microphone you guys can talk into, or because it's really short.
It is okay. I'm going to speak directly to the microphone. Is that any better?
That's way better.
Okay. Let's try this again. Tell him he's appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency.
Okay.
Okay.
You see, he was around 37.
Okay, then we'll make that note of the record. He was found guilty by jury trial and sentenced on March 2nd, 1994.
El 2 de marzo de 1994 lo declararon culpable en la marzo 2 de 94 culpable el año de 94 lo declararon culpable en la corte. Okay.
His case was appealed and upheld on June 4, 1996.
Okay, su este no denegaron su caso el 4 de junio del año 96. Ustedes me quieren decir que no era culpable usted. Usted en el 96, su abogado, hicieron aquello que usted denegaron. Ustedes se quieren denegar culpable. No, usted. Su abogado en el 96.
He doesn't really remember.
Okay. This is just a summary. Should Mr. Luna Ramirez be passed to his next consecutive sentence, he will serve 20 years for sexual conduct with a minor.
Que lo que sigue usted iba a servir 20 años por abuso sexual a una menor.
He will be serving 20 years.
If he is passed from this sentence to the next sentence, that's what we're here to consider parole for. If he's paroled to his next sentence will be 20 years for sexual conduct with a minor.
Su siguiente sentencia, si no pasa, van a ser 20 años.
Yeah, he's saying it's his stepdaughter's.
Okay.
He's aware of that.
Ask him if he understands that he was sentenced to many years in prison.
If he understands what, excuse me?
That he understands that he was sentenced to very many years in prison, that he was sentenced to prison for a long time.
Si usted tiene en mente todo el tiempo que es sentenciado, o sea, que si lo, usted sabe todo, comprende todo con el tiempo que usted fue sentenciado.
Sí, si como dice,
has He has not done very much programming in the Department of Corrections. You told that.
Okay, so, al programa de la computadora, donde tiene software, ustedes no han hecho tantos programas como escuela, educaciones, o todo eso. Yeah, he's saying, honestly, he hasn't.
And ask him if he's had sex offender treatment.
Que si tendrá tratamiento para una, ofendedor sexual. No le da ningún tratamiento, ¿no? He hasn't received any treatment.
Tell him he's had a lot of discipline in the Department of Corrections from 1995 through
2017. De 1995 al 2017, usted ha tenido muchos títulos disciplinarios. No, él me está diciendo que usted ha tenido muchos.
No sé. Yo creo que no tengo competencia con los sociales a veces.
He's saying he tries not to be in so much disciplinary problems, but...
Tell him his last major infraction, or his last major ticket, was on May 10, 2017, for disobeying a verbal order.
For disobeying a what?
Verbal order.
Oh, en este día más reciente y más grande que usted tuvo fue el 10 de mayo de 2017, que fue por desobedecer una orden. Eso es otro año.
Sí.
Enseña.
Tell him he has no letters of support in his parole request file.
Usted no tiene tanta tanta soporte en la fuente de parole. O sea, como no tiene muchos fundamentos en que dice para el parole. Que si te está alertando.
He's saying he needs more information about that.
Okay, all we know is that he doesn't have any letters of support in his file.
No tiene ninguna carta de apoyo en su cuenta. No. He's saying from who?
From family or the community, and if
de parte de la familia o de la comunidad no tienen ninguna parte, ninguna carta o nada de apoyo de ellos.
He's
saying he has letters written to him.
Okay, tell him that in the future he should work with his CO3 to see about getting any letters of support to the board. Does that make sense?
Okay, so dijeron que en un futuro usted tiene que trabajar con su CO3 para mandar esas cartas, que esas cartas que usted tiene, que las hagan llegar a la oficina de pro.
Tell him we have a letter from the Maricopa County Attorney's Office dated July 23rd, 2018, opposing his parole.
A letter of what, excuse me?
We have a letter from the prosecutor's office opposing his parole.
Okay, so, el 23 de julio, a ellos les llegó una carta. He's saying, how you guys got the letter?
It was sent to us from the Maricopa County Attorney's Office.
Was the prosecution? Ellos se mandaron a por la oficina esa. Les llegó una carta diciendo que están como en contra de todos.
Thank you.
he wrote some things that he wanted me to tell you guys.
Sure.
He can let you guys know about those things.
Yes, he can. Don't he can. And that we'll, later in the hearing, we'll have a chance to share that information.
Okay. ¿Qué más? ¿Cómo están delante de la manejar de los compartidos con ellos? Okay. Yeah, because he's saying it's really important. He's saying this information that he has is really important for the hearing.
Okay, well, we will take that information near the end of the hearing, okay?
Okay. Que van a agarrar esta información casi al último de la entrevista. Ahorita, pero al último de la entrevista. Okay.
Tell him this is his first time before the board of executive clemency. This is his first time. I think this is his first parole here.
Que esta es su primera vez en un hearing de parole. Yes.
Okay, ask him if he can tell us in his words about the crime that resulted in him being in prison and why we should consider him for parole to his next consecutive sentence.
Okay. Ellos quieren saber con sus propias palabras del crimen que usted cometió, que lo inculparon, y por qué ellos lo deberían dejar hacer parole.
Dice que ninguno de ellos me acusó. O sea, ellos son los que me acusó que fue un hijo sexo con mis hijas, con sus hijas. Y todo eso de lo que me acusó son perdidos.
Okay, that's what I mean. So, he starts saying that his partner that he was with back in the day accused him of having sex with her daughters, which is his stepdaughters. Okay? He's saying he didn't do anything that he was charged for.
Okay.
She used to focus me on coming. She asked me to forgive her sign of the bargain. Otherwise, she would be in a big trouble.
So he's saying that she, referring to his ex-partner, would go visit him at county, and she wanted him to sign the pre-bargain. Otherwise, if he would not sign that paper, he would put his ex-partner in trouble.
Okay. Ask him if he is still, if he has some sort of appeal, or is he trying to retry his case in the courts?
Que si usted tiene alguna manera como algún pensamiento de decir que no o quiere reabrir su desde las cortes.
Pues quiero aporte que ellos vean el caso, que dejen que fueran vidas y que me ayuden.
He's saying he wants your guys' help or the court's help to see that what was in his files were just a bunch of lies. He just wants the court to, he's asking for the court to verify his file.
Okay, tell him he would have to work with an attorney to seek a retrial in the criminal justice system, but this board only exists to decide on parole cases.
Okay, so ellos nomás están para dar el parole. Si quiere usted eso con las cortes, tiene que trabajar con un abogado y el abogado ya tiene que su caso allá en las oficinas. Pero ellos, aquí los señores, nada más están a un lado para darle un ejemplo. Como ellos le pueden ayudar para llevar el pro o se reunir, no están para reunir la ocasión en las cortes.
Como si tú eres hijo de alguien que un abogado, tienes que decir más, porque no veo que le interesa. Así que lo mismo va a llamar a ellos por eso que se fue.
So, yeah, he's saying, let me ask him if he understands what you guys are, that you guys are parole, because he's asking if you guys can get him an attorney, or is there a way that you guys can get him an attorney?
Well, we have no mechanism for getting a legal bond for him. We're just here to decide on parole.
Because I explained to him that in order for his case to be going through courts, he has to get an attorney, so that attorney can work that out. But he's asking if you guys, so I'm going to go ahead and ask him if he's aware that you guys are here for his parole, like,
yeah, and
that he understands.
But please tell him that this board has no ability to help him with his ongoing legal matters.
Okay, so esta junta no le puede ayudar con lo del corte o con lo del abogado o con todo eso. Estos señores nomás son para robar el roja. Eso ellos quieren que usted comprende, si usted comprende eso. Okay, so he's understanding that you guys are doing that. The parole. That you guys are here for the parole.
Yes, thank you. So if I'm understanding him correctly, he's saying he did not do these crimes, correct?
Yeah, he explained to me that, in his words, that the crimes that his ex-partner accused him of, which was having sex with her children, which is his stepdaughters, he's saying that that's a bunch of lies, that she made all that up. And he's saying he has a couple letters from that person written towards him.
Okay, again, we're not going to get in the middle of any ongoing legal cases that he may have with that part of the criminal justice system. But that would be something to bring into some sort of legal counsel. I don't know if there's some legal assistance that he can seek as an inmate, but we're just here to decide on parole or whether or not to parole to his next consecutive sentence or grant absolute discharge.
Okay, so ellos, como le dijeron, no saben, ellos pueden decidir lo de un juez o lo de la cuestión legal, pues ellos, ok, nomás es para lo de parole check. Ok, he's on, I'm sure I'm with that. He's on 100%.
Ok, thank you.
El hecho de que como se han quedado, tiene que ver con
I told him that none of the accusations and what he was accused for matched to what happened, and that he had a paper. So he has a release paper where a judge released him, and he has it signed, apparently. And he's saying that that's why he doesn't think he should have served all his time. And that's why he's saying he's confused with all his parole and all this.
Okay. I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for him, okay, officer? Do we have any questions for the board members? Yes, Mr. Johnson.
Would you ask him, although he says that it's all not true, but one of his stepdaughters through DNA was impregnated by him? So could you ask him, did he get one of his stepdaughters pregnant?
I don't think he can hear you.
Officer, did you hear Mr. Johnson's question?
No, I did not hear them. I was waiting for.
Oh, pardon me. I guess we are having some volume control issues. I'll ask for Mr. Johnson. He was asking, did Mr. Lula Reese know that he impregnated one of his stepchildren?
Okay, so, el señor Reca quiere saber, Mr. Johnson, quiere saber si usted dice que es una. Usted hizo un crimen. En verdad que usted fue inculpado. Y que si usted hizo uno de los primeros de usted fue inculpado.
Pero yo le pregunté a mamá, como un beso a la mujer, ¿no? Y decía, ¿tú me vas a hacer un beso? De todas las situaciones, yo creo que ella es como, yo no creo ninguna vez. O sea que ella no me lo está preguntando.
He's getting upset because he's saying that he feels like you guys are not understanding what he's trying to get through. He's saying that all this that his ex partner is it wasn't his wife, it was just his ex partner. All the accusations that she made against him, that's what happened. That's why he's getting frustrated, because all the accusations she made are a bunch of lies. And he asked his partner if she saw any of this happen, any of the crimes that he was accused for, and she said no. I know it doesn't answer his question, but I asked him the question for him, and that's what he just responded to me.
Okay. So, Mr. Quinones, would you ask, because the DNA results test came back that he was the father of his stepdaughter's child.
Okay. There were DNA tests that came back as positive that Mr. Rubel Ramirez was the father of one of his stepdaughter's children. Does that make sense?
Yeah, okay. So que hicieron pruebas de DNA, de sangre, y que algunas pruebas regresaron positivas. He says he doesn't really remember. He's saying everything was there, that they never showed him any proof or any evidence.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Johnson?
Well, that's it, thank you.
Any questions from the board members? Okay, I have no further questions from fellow board members. Officer, I know that Mr. Ramirez, Mr. Luna Ramirez, had some information he wanted to share with the board, so now would be a good time if you wanted to communicate that for him.
Okay. So the information that he has written in the piece of paper?
Yes, sir.
It says, ¿cómo se pide este señor? ¿Vale? He's saying the attorney
Jose Angel de la Vara. He revised, he went over his files and everything, and he told him that he wasn't going to let him put a foot in prison. And point number two is the judge gave him his freedom, and he has a paper with his release form that is signed. And then point number three is that he has some letters written. Yeah, he has some letters written to him from his family that when the judge approved his liberty, his freedom, they were already waiting for him outside. ¿De dónde lo están esperando? ¿En dónde lo están? They were waiting for him outside of county. And then, ¿eso qué es? He's saying he has some letters from his stepdaughters. Okay, so he's saying he has some letters from his stepdaughters, the ones that were in this case, ran towards him, asking him for some forms so they can come and visit him. So he's saying at this point that if he was the one that actually did those crimes, why would they want to come visit him in prison? And then his other point is, that they don't want a single dollar from this guy. His stepdaughters, the ones in the crime, told the court they don't want anything from him, any money from him. They want to come see him. And then, ¿qué otra cosa? He's saying he's not responsible for any of these crimes, he's accused for, and that he did not sign any paperwork whatsoever. Okay. He's saying everything he's just stating here is in his file.
Okay, you did remind him that he appealed. There was no court of appeals. He appealed his case in 1996. And his conviction was upheld. He certainly must know that.
Okay, so usted que en 1996 usted tuvo que saber que ellos hicieron appeal. Si se compra de esa palabra, appeal. Okay, so que ustedes hicieron appeal de esa casa.
Sí, sí, lo hice appeal, pero
no. He's saying that they appealed, but the court denied it.
Correct.
Yes, he understands that. That's correct.
Ask him when his stepdaughter is writing these letters that he is talking about.
¿Qué cuándo fue cuando sus hijastras escribieron estas cartas de las ustedes? He's saying about 6 years ago. He has them right there with him. He's saying he can send you guys a copy.
Tell him that he's welcome to work with his CO3 to send us any letters of support that he has. But he worked to work with his CO3.
Le puedo mandar cualquier información que usted quiera a ellos. He's saying okay.
Thank you. Tell him we're getting close to the end of his hearing. Is there anything else that he wants to share with the board?
Ya se está acercando la hora del final de la junta, que si hay alguna otra información que usted quiera compartir con ellos.
Todo eso es suficiente.
Okay, he's saying that he feels that this, what he wrote, is enough to share with you guys, that he's fine with everything.
Okay, fine, thank you.
Okay, you say that, muchas gracias.
Muchas gracias.
He's saying thank you guys as well.
Appreciate it.
And he appreciates it.
Okay, you can tell him the board will be going into discussion now.
Okay, so ahora ellos van a entrar en discusión.
It may sound like we're talking to him, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself.
The what, excuse me?
Tell him it may sound like we're speaking with him, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay.
And then we will get back to him in just a few moments with our decision.
He's saying okay.
Okay, officer, again, this may get a little complicated because I'm going to deliberate and you're going to have to relay what I'm saying.
That's fine.
Okay. Fellow board members, we are in discussion. We've heard what Mr. Rodriguez has to say, but as one board member, I have to take this case at face value. He's been through the criminal justice system. He appealed and lost his case. So, it's my opinion that based on his offenses against his stepdaughters, the long period of sexual abuse inflicted upon the victims, who were ages 12 and 15, or between the ages of 12 and 15, and the lifetime of trauma caused to the victims, I do not believe that granting Mr. Bruma or his goal was the next consecutive sentence. And serve the interest of justice and public safety, but I'm sure more than the input of my colleagues.
Okay,
I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is based on our discussion with Mr. Luna Ramirez. My motion is to deny parole to his next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge, and based on the year of the crime, I'm asking for a 1 year set off.
Second.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
The motion is to deny, seconded by Dr. Wright, correct?
Yes, sir.
Agreed upon by Mr. Johnson?
Yes.
And agreed upon by Mr. Neal, who asked for a 1 year set off. The release type denied is parole for the next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge. And the reasons are as follows: it's a serious and violent offense, serious and deep offense, trauma to the victim, age of the victim, serious bodily injury, multiple victims. Prior criminal history. He does have a warrant for living in the city's acts. I'm not sure if that constitutes repeated offender. Any opinion?
Yes.
Repeated offender, for institutional behavior, recent disciplinary infraction, lack of programming, it's too early for a release plan, and I would say no family or community support system. So, officer, the board deliberated and we voted unanimously to deny parole to his next consecutive sentence.
So, la Junta le negó el parole para la próxima sentencia.
asking for a one-year sale, which means that you will not have to see this board again for possibly 1 year.
So, ellos están diciendo que no va a poder ver a ellos otra vez hasta en un año.
And we cite the reasons for denial, and I'm going to read them all if you just want to like tell them what the reasons are for denial one at a time.
Okay, so
first one was serious and violent offense.
So say the offense of violent.
Serious and deviant offense.
Okay.
Trauma to the victim.
Trauma a la víctima.
Aid of the victim.
Edad de la víctima. Okay.
Serious bodily injury, and that's based on sexual assault and sexual assault. So serious bodily injury.
Seriedad del cuerpo. Tenía varias daños en el cuerpo después de la ofensa sexual. He's saying it's a bunch of lies.
Then we continue. Both of the victims.
Various victims.
Prior criminal history.
Record anterior.
Repeat offender.
Que es un ofensor que se repitió.
Poor institutional behavior. Recent disciplinary infraction or ticket, and he had it in 2017. Thank you for bringing your phone to me, and thank you, officer.
Thank you guys too. He's saying thank you guys for your guys' time.
See if he has anyone else there.
Officer, do you have any other inmates that are here before the board today at your facility?
No, it was just him.
Okay.
The other one, I believe he spoke English.
Can you have him check? We have one more, Manuel Guerrero.
Can you check to see if there's one more? Michael Guerrero.
He spoke with him.
Correct, but I'm looking at him right now, and I believe he's on a mental health watch there.
Michael Guerrero?
Yes, our in-house lead grounds officer said he might be on a mental health watch in your vicinity.
Let me get one second real quick.